the book Hebrews, part 216. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. So to require any of my books which I've written, I think my mind goes back and I'm thinking about Israel's rapture. I would urge you to get it, seeing that everything is happening in Israel and around Israel. And that was my doctoral degree about 15 years ago. Please get it. Find the information about the remnant of Israel, the one third that will be saved in the great tribulation just before the parousia, which is the rapture, and not the harpazo, which is the coming. The coming is for the bride, the parousia is for one third of Israel. If you are interested, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Very important to go to part one. Start from the beginning because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications, all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family and to everyone that's dear to you. Make sure at least they have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a privilege. We're still busy with Hebrews chapter 10, and we're going to continue with verse 20. Now, Apostle Paul says, by a new and living way. This is Hebrews 10 verse 20. By what Yahushua did, he brought a new and living way. The 613 laws of Moses did not have anything that's new or alive. It was the tradition. It was part of the institution. 613 laws by which the Israelites had to abide. And to them it was a yearly ritual, just to go to the temple and to confess and to have atonement for their sins by way of the blood of animals. The high priest would come from the temple and say, your sins is forgiven. And they will leave, but no remorse, with no idea that I need to straighten myself, straighten my life. No, they walk away from the tabernacle, knowing next year there's going to be another time where they will be able to have animals sacrificed on their behalf. But Yahushua brought what? He brought a new and living way. Hallelujah. Even today, 2025, the year we are living in, it is as new as what it was more than 2,000 years ago. He brought us a new and living way. Every day is new, brand new. We as kids grew up in a household where my mother used to bake bread. She had big bread pans and the breads will be that size and that high and that wide. And it will be as high as that. It's a slice of bread. If you have one slice of bread, homemade bread, you add bread. I think it was equivalent to four slices of the shop bread that you buy. And when my mother was busy baking bread, and he would come from outside or come from school, and she's busy baking bread, immediately when you get that smell, the hunger will just strike you. The desire just to put your hands on that bread. What a What a moment when you can smell the bread. You might not even be hungry, but just smelling that bread is like having a barbecue. Now, we in South Africa know what's a barbecue. The Americans, they don't know what's a barbecue. They think if they fry a patty for a hamburger, that's a barbecue. That's not a barbecue. A barbecue is when you have 5-6 different sorts of meat on the grill. Lamb chops and boerewors and you call it sausage or whatever, and a rump steak and chicken. Oh, that, and the sousatis, and we're talking barbecue. We will make yourself a bread, toast bread, with cheese and tomato and butter, and you will fry it with the meat. You don't sacrifice it with big flames, it must just simmer. And you toast that bread with a smoke smell. Ay, 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 ay. And normally that gets eaten before the main meal, that's your starter. You can just add a meal and you will come to somebody that's having a real barbecue and you will smell that meat and from immediately you are hungry. You feel like eating again. But this is what happens. It's the smell of the meat. It's the smell of the bread that's baked or the rolls. And when you have the smell of new life, as a sinner you were lost. You were drifting away, drifting apart. Lost in a sinful world. And then somebody introduced Yahushua to you. Especially in this revelation names. And that new experience, finding something total new. It's like a smell of the bread and the barbecue. It's, as that is doing something to your senses, the bread and the barbecue, even so much more is when you experience the new birth of a sinner that were lost. By a new and living way. I always say, this way that we are walking in Yahushua, which is more than 2,000 years old, as new as what had happened, as if it was just now. It's not 2,000 years old. It's impossible. But that is what faith is. That's what faith is. It's holding on to something that nobody has seen. Faith is to hold, to grip something and make it your own. And make it your own experience. By a new and living way, which he had consecrated for us. He, small eyes, who's the he? Who created new and living way? Yahushua. Now why small eyes? Which he, capital H, Yahushua, had consecrated for us through the veil. The veil. We know that in the Old Testament there was a veil of 7 skins that separated the holiest from the uttermost holiest. Hallelujah. That kept them apart. And what did Yahushua did? He gave himself, his flesh, become the veil. When Yahushua died on the cross, what happened to the veil in the temple? It torn from the top to the bottom. Why not from the bottom to the top? If it went from the bottom to the top, it would have been people that could have ripped it apart. But that veil is so high, it was only the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, that could torn it apart. And there where the high priest went in once a year, there we have the right and the authority as part of the bride of Yahushua to walk in 20, 30, 50 times a day. That veil is torn. We don't pray behind a veil. And that's why we don't pray against a wall like the Hebrew people does. They never realize the veil is torn. My trust is not in a wall, a wailing wall. Our trust is in the blood of Yahushua, who is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega, the Rosh of Sharon, the I am who I am. He's our everything. Through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. There the His is a capital H, His flesh. What do we have today? We have the Creator of heaven and earth's Son, Yahushua, who died in the flesh. He's given Himself in order for us to be saved. And before He ascended into heaven, He said, in the house of my Father there are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would have told you so. But I'm going to prepare you a place, and when I finish, I'm coming to get you so you can be where I am. Where's that? That's in heaven. Where's our end destiny? Heaven. We are heavenly minded. We are heavenly bound. When I die, this grave cannot hold me. For the sinners, Hades and the realm of death is their destination, where they were bound, will be bound with chains, that spiritual chains, their souls. But we as bride of Yahushua, when we die, we live in paradise, the third heaven, the Bible says. That's why the sinner on the right hand of Yahushua says, Yahushua, just think about me, bear me in mind. And Yahushua swears, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, today you will be with me where? In paradise. Hallelujah. So what do we have? We have a veil, which is the flesh of Yahushua, which is the body of Yahushua. And that's why it's so important for us to have communion. Not once in the New Testament do I find any feast, the feast of the trumpets and the feast of New Year and the birth of Yahushua and nothing. There's no feast for us who are part of the bride of Yahushua, who are full-blooded Yahushua. The feast that we commemorated is when we are having communion. When we partake in His flesh and His blood. We are not cannibals eating flesh. We are partaking in His death, His burial, and His resurrection. He's ascending into heaven and returning the parousia for His bride coming back. That is us. We don't believe in the seven trumpets and different sacrifices and new moons and new year and nothing. We are redeemed by love divine. We have a Savior who are called Christ. Hallelujah. Who has paid the full price in order for us who were lost, who were Gentiles, who were sinners, bound for hell, which He saved. Father Yahweh comes and He says that He made Him, he adopted Himself a nation who were no nation before, who were circumcised not by the hands of men, But we were circumcised by our carnal minds, hallelujah, not by the flesh, but by the Ruach HaKodesh. That's what Galatians 3:26-29 says. Those who were immersed in Yahshua, we put on Yahshua, the wedding garment. There's no more man or free man or slave, Greek nor Jew, nor Jew nor Greek, nor Gentile, man nor woman. But we all become one in Yahshua. And according to the promise of Father Abram, we became heirs of whatever was promised to Father Abram. We become heirs of everything that was promised to Yahshua. Says everything was given in heaven and earth was given unto him. That is what Yahshua says. And he says to his disciples and his apostles, and this I give unto you. What a privilege. So we need to live in a new and living way. How? Through the redemption blood of Yahshua. Not the blood of a goat or a lamb or doves. A new and living way. It's new every day. It's brand new. And it is exciting every day. Which He has concentrated for us. He has given it to us. That word consecrated means it's so specially. It is, I want to use the term, tailor-made for us as the bride of Yahshua. We don't need an earthly high priest. We need the redemption blood of Yahshua. Now, His Father's will, tomorrow morning, I'm just going to start with verse 20, and then I'm going to start with 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16, and there on. So tomorrow morning, His Father's will, Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.